Hello and blessings to you all. I am Lucette and this is the Wiccan Life Podcast. For this episode, we shall be going on a journey to experience the four elements: air, fire, water, and earth. As always, you will need to know what the symbols of each element look like. I don't describe them for you, as your particular path may use a different symbol to the one I use. If you don't know what it is, go and find out. There is plenty of information on the internet. And then come back to this meditation. This time, the meditation is slightly longer than usual, so make sure you have made time for this meditation. So without further ado, let's get meditating. Get yourself comfortable, preferably in a sitting position, and close your eyes. Start breathing slowly and be aware of your breathing. Breath goes in and then it goes out. As you start to relax, remember that you can end the meditation at any moment by opening your eyes, and you will immediately be back to reality. Take a deep breath in, and then let the breath go. Do this one more time. Take a deep breath in, and then let it go. Slow down your breathing, making sure when you breathe out, you remove from your body all the stresses of the day. Slow down your breathing, making sure when you breathe out, you remove from your mind all the stresses of the day. Slow down your breathing, making sure when you breathe out, you watch all your worries disappear. Continue to breathe slowly. You feel your body relaxing. You feel your muscles softening. From your feet up to your ankles, and then your calves and your thighs, you relax your muscles. Then to your pelvis, up your torso, through your chest, and down your arms, you relax your muscles. And finally, up your neck, around your face, you feel your muscles relaxing. You feel very calm. You know you are very relaxed. As you sit there in contemplation, a wide calm mist appears all around you. This mist grows around you and it keeps growing around you. It is a calm mist. It is a very safe mist. The mist keeps growing and getting thicker. Like thick fog, it surrounds you and all you can see is this very thick fog. Then this fog transports you to a deeper and calm part of yourself. The fog then starts to disappear, and as it becomes thinner, you find yourself under the shadow of a majestic oak tree. This oak tree stands tall on a hill, surrounded by a forest, with rivers and lakes beyond. On one side you can see the mountains in the distance, and on the other side you can see the sea. The sun shines in the sky, and the moon is visible in the sky too. You touch your oak tree, and you start going around it clockwise. You can feel the bark of the trunk. You can feel the ridges of this bark, the rough texture of your oak tree. Then you look down and you can see how the roots penetrate the ground. You keep going round your oak tree, feeling the texture in your hand. You keep going round until you come back to where you started. Look at the landscape around you. It is a dance of activity with animals and birds moving between the trees. The sun shining on the waters of the rivers and the lakes. And as you stand there, witnessing this landscape, this scene, in the distance, you see an eagle flying around in the sky. This majestic bird seems to be getting closer and closer. You see how the eagle flies closer to your oak tree and it perches on a branch. The bird looks at you intently. The eagle with its beak pulls a feather out of his body and drops it for you to catch it. You grab the feather and examine it. Holding the feather tightly in your hand, a gust of wind comes around you and lifts you into the air. You feel safe and comfortable. You know you're in the safe hands of the air. You can feel yourself being lifted, starting to fly. And you watch yourself flying above the landscape. The eagle comes to join you. He guides you through the skies. The warm air around you feels like hands that are keeping you safe. You fly. You feel the air lifting you safely. You see the forest underneath you, the rivers, the lakes. You feel liberated. You feel light. You feel alive. As you fly through the sky, in the distance you see a mountain. And you're getting closer to this mountain. You fly through the sky and follow the eagle to the top of this mountain. You start descending onto this mountain with the eagle next to you. When you safely land at the top of the mountain, you see the landscape around you. In the distance, you can still see your oak tree. On the top of this mountain, there is a large ancient stone. And on this stone, there is a symbol engraved. You get closer to see what the symbol is. And as you get close, you recognize this symbol as the symbol of the element of air. As you touch this engraved symbol, the wind gets stronger and whirls around you. You still hold the feather in your hand. Then you see the eagle flying up, and you follow it. The same gust of wind takes you through the air, and you join the eagle in the air. You fly, you keep flying with the forest beneath you. You are flying, and you see that at the edge of the forest, the sea is in the distance, and you fly towards the coastline. You fly towards the coastline, getting closer and closer. And as you reach, you can see the golden sands, and the wind helps you descend onto the beach. The eagle lands next to you. You say thank you to the eagle. He nods and flies away. You still hold that feather. This is yours now. It's a gift from the element of air. So put it in your pocket and take it with you. On this beach, you can see the golden sands and the sea, the blue sea. You can hear the waves of the sea breaking in the shoreline. The power of the water makes foam as it breaks onto the shoreline. The sea is vast and goes such a long way. The water glimmers with the sun rays that fall on it. It certainly looks inviting. So you take your clothes off and you walk towards the sea. The water feels warm, as it does in tropical shores. You keep walking to the water, and you stop when the water reaches your waist. You feel the gentle push of the waves, and the water is so clear and warm. The gentle movement of the sea as the tides go to the beach and then recede back to the ocean, make you move one way or another very gently. You turn to look to your right and you see a large ancient stone standing upright out of the water, like the one up in the mountain. The water dances around this large stone, and you can see there's a symbol engraved on the stone. So you walk towards the stone, gently. As you reach the stone, you recognize the symbol. It's the symbol of the element of water. And as you touch your stone, you feel the water around you, pushing you gently as the tide goes in and out of the coastline. The water is so clear, and you can see the bottom, the gold sands, the stones, and there, at the bottom of this water, of this sea, you see a shell. So you reach down with your hand to take the shell, and you examine it. You know that this shell is for you. It is a gift from the element of water. So you turn around and you start walking back to the beach where your clothes are. And as your body leaves the sea bit by bit, you feel that little chill when a wet body touches the air. When you reach the dry sand, you get dressed and you feel clean and dry. You look out to the stone one more time on the sea and watch the waves breaking in the shoreline. And then you look at the shell in your hand, put it away with a feather, as these are both gifts for you to take back. Now you turn around and walk towards the forest behind you. A path appears, so you start walking on this path through the forest. This path takes you deep into the forest. You hear the birds. You feel the gentle wind. You can smell the trees. And every so often, you see the squirrels running and jumping through the trees. As you walk amongst the trees, in the distance, you see a clearing. Walk towards this clearing. And as you get closer, you see that there's a big fire pit with an amazing fire burning inside it. You get closer and closer to the fire pit. You feel the warmth getting hotter and hotter. And as you stand next to the fire pit, you gaze into the fire and you see how the flames dance inside the fire pit. You hear the crackle and spit of the fire as it splits the wood and burns it. You can see the colors of the fire, so intense, so mesmerizing. Yellows, reds, oranges. And you see the sparks, the tiny little speckles of light that float away from the fire as they move up, up into the air. And as you watch this, you suddenly notice that there is another ancient, large stone on the other side of the fire pit. So you walk around to your ancient stone. Like the ones before, this one has a symbol engraved. And when you get closer, you realize that it is the symbol of fire. You touch the stone. It feels warm, heated by the fire. You feel the warmth from the stone and from the fire. This warmth travels through your body, making you fill up with energy, that warmth energy from the fire. Then you look down, and at the bottom of this stone, you discover a piece of charcoal. So you bend down and you pick up this charcoal piece. This gift is for you, forged from the burning wood. The element of fire wants you to take this, so put it alongside the feather and the shell inside your pocket. You turn around to look at the fire one more time. You feel the warmth of the flames, and then you can hear something in the distance. You hear the gallop of a horse. The sound seems to be getting closer and louder. And then suddenly, through the trees of the forest, you see a white horse galloping towards you. The horse stops as he sees you, and you walk towards it. Then you touch the head of the horse gently, and the horse is gentle towards you and lets you caress it. Then the horse nudges you, and you know that he wants you to ride it. So you mount the horse, and the horse starts galloping through the forest. You feel safe on this horse. He is gentle, and is galloping at speed. You witness how some of the small animals around you stop only briefly to look at you, and to watch you galloping through the forest. The wind rushes through the trees. The warmth of the sun touches your skin as it breaks through the branches. You see then that this horse seems to be taking you somewhere. and in the distance you see a cave. The horse is taking you towards the cave, and as it approaches, it stops and you dismount. Say thank you to the horse and walk towards the entrance of the cave. At the entrance of the cave, there are torches. You take one of them and you enter the cave, leaving the horse behind. As you're walking through the cave, the torch gives you plenty of light to see inside. You keep walking deeper into your cave, deeper and deeper into the earth. You can smell that musty, stale air of the cave. The torch makes your shadow dance on the walls of the cave. You look at the walls of the cave. They're all made of stone. And every now and again, you see a quartz stone shining from the walls of the cave. That little crystals of light to shine with the torch. You feel going deeper inside the earth. And then you see a light ahead. You walk towards this light. And as you approach, you see that there are torches deep inside the cave. They lit a large cavern. When you reach the cavern, you put the torch to one side and you pause for a moment to take a good look at your cavern. The torches inside light the stalactites and the stalagmites around the cave. You witness this large landscape deep in the earth. In the middle of this cavern, you see that there is another large ancient stone, like the ones before. And as you get closer, you recognize the symbol engraved on this stone. It is the earth symbol. You walk closer to the stone, and as you get close, you see something at the bottom of this large stone. It is a hag stone, a stone with a hole in the middle. You pick it up and you take a very good look at your hagstone. This is a gift from the element of earth. So you put it in your pocket along with the other presents. You want to examine the cave deeper and you walk around the perimeter of this cavern. You then find a tunnel with a spiral staircase that seems to be leading up towards a light above. So you start going up this spiral staircase. Up you climb. You keep going up one step, two step, up until you reach the doorway. And as you cross this doorway, you then find yourself next to your oak tree on top of that hill. The landscape looks just as beautiful as when you first saw it. You have experienced all the elements, and they have provided you with gifts. Take these gifts with you, and remember your experience with all the elements. Now it is time to go back. So touch the trunk of your oak tree. And say thank you. I am ready to go back. And now that it's time to go back, I want you to count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10. The calm mist starts appearing around you again and growing and growing. 9. And that calm mist then turns into a very thick fog again. A fog that completely surrounds you. 8. And then the fog slowly takes you back to where you started this journey. 7. Then the fog starts to dissipate again. 6. And as it turns to a light mist again, you start seeing where you are. 5. You become aware of this space around you. 4. You become aware of your body. 3. You can start moving parts of your body now. 2. Have a good stretch. And 1. Open your eyes. I hope you have enjoyed that journey. As a witch and a Wiccan, you really need to form a relationship, a deep connection with all the elements. It is something that you need to work through and experience as well. So I recommend that you go out in nature and explore all the elements in your own way, regardless of where you live. Also this week, a very small interview that I did for Seeking Witchcraft podcast was released. You will find there a guided meditation on that episode that will take you on a journey to awaken the witch within you. Go and have a listen. It is an amazing podcast worth listening to. If you have any questions or want to chat about your experience of the meditations or your journey through your pagan path, feel free to join the Wiccan Life community group on Facebook. You will also find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Or you can always email me at talktome@wiccanlife.co.uk. Until next time, merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again.